Welcome back to another episode of Nick's Coffee. We are Allie,
Leslie,
Judy,
and we are ready for a new exciting conversation that boggles the mind but enriches the soul. Today, led by Leslie, we are discussing about musicals. Leslie, what do you have for us today?
Oh, thank you for that lovely intro. Today, we're going to discuss musicals, mostly Korea's musical scene, which has experienced rapid growth thanks to an active fan base. They're also growing because of their original repertoire and the lifting of pandemic restrictions, and is now the second largest musical scene in the world and the subject of today's episode. So let's get into it.
Yay! Exciting!
Yeah, let's get into it.
First, with our favorite part of the day, trivia.
Trivia! Ooh. Drum roll!
All right, so which musical took home the grand prize in the 2022 Korean Musical Awards? Was it Showman, Hero, Sopyeonje, or Death Note?
Oh,
2017? 2022, you said 2022?
2022.
Wait, 2022? Did we not go see it last year?
Yes.
We all went to see Death Note. I don't know if it won any awards last year.
Yeah. That's why I'm voting for it.
Well, not all together.
Are we all voting for Death Note?
I feel like it's not, or I feel like it's a trick question, but you know what? Just because I'm a fan, I'll say Death Note.
Yes, good.
Mm-hmm. And so the answer?
Were we fooled?
Wait, Allie, did you also choose Death Note?
I said it in the beginning, yeah.
Okay, yeah, we both I'm sorry. I only heard, like, officially it was Judy. So this actually reflects real life, because Death Note did not win the grand prize. Mm-hmm. The grand prize went to a musical called Showman, which ran from April to May last year. Mm. However, Death Note took home the most awards, And so we gave it the most votes. So it sort of reflects real life.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, but Showman, according to the Jungang Daily, is a black comedy about a meeting of a young cynic named Sua and an eccentric old man named Nebula. And Nebula claims that when he was young, he was a stand-in dictator for a fictional country. Mm. So that's complicated, but sometimes musicals have really complicated stories that you're like, why would that be interesting? Or like, why would that make sense? But then they do. I don't know.
But I guess because musicals have that like theatrical element, and more than that, it's also music. I think it takes a bit away from the story. Like if you don't know the story, you can still enjoy the musical.
Mm-hmm. The weirder the premise, the better. Mm. Or like, sounds really like normal, but then there's something like really weird about the situation, or like a weird relationship.
Yeah, stories definitely don't always need some fantastical plot that might interest people in the beginning, but really it's all about the writing and the production, the directing. I guess this is something that an older person would say, because when I was younger, I was like, it's just the actors. Like, that's the most important thing. But now I'm like, oh, there's so much that goes into these things.
So are you saying you're getting older, Leslie?
Well, I am. I am a little bit older than 20. No.
Aren't we all?
We are.
It's good.
Yeah. Everyone gets older every day, even babies.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're right. But I like getting older. I like the wisdom I gain. So.
It's true.
Hopefully we get wisdom.
I don't feel older, physically or mentally. I just feel the same every year.
That's good, I guess.
That's strange. Anyways.
I ache more every year, so.
Question number 2. Which K-drama will not be made into a musical? Mm-hmm. I have 4 options. 3 of them are going to be made into musicals. The choices are Another Miss O, Winter Sonata, Crash Landing on You, Hotel Del Luna. Mm.
So I know about 1 for 5 that is already a musical.
Okay.
I think the other one would be interesting. I have not seen the first one, Another Miss O. What was the second option?
They were Another Miss O, Winter Sonata, Crash Landing on You, Hotel Del Luna.
I only know 2 of these.
I'll go with the first one.
I'll go with the second one, Winter Sonata.
Judy is correct. Winter Sonata is often considered the catalyst for the Korean wave in Asia, but it has not been considered for musical adaptation.
That's why I did not vote it, because I was like, for sure it's gonna be a hit.
I didn't even watch it.
You didn't watch it?
No. It's really old.
I'm like, how can it not be made into a musical? It was like one of the first K-dramas, and it can be one of the first musicals. I'm like, it's, well, okay. They should. I can do it myself. I'll be the director of that musical.
Well, you can keep this thought in mind for a later question. Which you will, okay, you'll see what I'm talking about later.
Okay.
Moving on to question number 3 and our last question, Sad, for trivia at least. Mm-hmm. The question is, CJENM has not co-produced which of the following Broadway musicals? So again, a not question. Okay. They are Hedwig and the Angry Inch, Kinky Boots, Moulin Rouge, or MJ the Musical.
I have no idea.
I want to say Moulin Rouge, because I think that was produced by someone else, but okay. I don't remember who.
I mean, that's a stable. Can you say them again?
Hedwig and the Angry Inch, Kinky Boots, Moulin Rouge, MJ the Musical.
I don't know. I'm just going to go with the last one.
All right. The answer was Hedwig and the Angry Inch was not co-produced by CJENM. So the fun thing about this, when I read the articles that told me that they've co-produced these musicals, I was surprised because they did not debut in Korea. They helped produce them for Broadway, and then they were all brought to Korea. At least I think, I don't know if MJ's been brought to Korea, but he should be, because a lot of K-pop idols are like Michael Jackson, and so they should bring him. They should bring the musical to Korea. But Kinky Boots and Moulin Rouge are definitely popular here.
Oh. Yeah.
Hedwig is also popular.
But... I don't know about MJ. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting and not really, because in the beginning when Korea, like Korean big names started to invest outside Korea to keep their value, mm-hmm. they started to invest in Hollywood and Broadway and stuff like that, and so I don't find it that surprising. Nice questions, Leslie.
Why, thank you. I thought about them for a little bit.
Yeah,
so
that's, I guess, saying, yeah, very well put together.
All right, so
I see the bit of thought went into it.
I will share with you directly the questions we're going to ask now. But before that, I also thought it would be fun to be like, I will give you bonus points since Judy got one question right and the other two of you did not, or the other two questions had no correct answer. So if one of you will sing A Measure of a Musical, mm-hmm. I will give it to you. I will let you win.
Okay, so I'm going to lose to Judy anyway, so just let her win.
It's not about talent. It's just about having the courage to sing in front of our audience.
Any musical? You know, musicals.
I'm going to let Judy take the stage for this one.
But the problem is I can only think of Korean musicals now. I don't know the lyrics.
You've just played into one. You can do that one. Your opening.
It doesn't have to be a Korean musical. Just any musical.
On my own.
Yeah.
What was the next one?
No.
I'm being excited. You know, that's the only line that really matters.
On my own.
Let's be honest.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. I forgot the lyrics.
I'll give it to her.
Woo!
Yes. Allie.
See, now we both have a point.
Yes, you both have a point, and so you get to share the trivia crown.
Yay! Yay! Should we play like a top for our episodes? Because
like keep score
over the episodes. Mm-hmm. That would be fun.
That would make it more competitive.
We should listen back and see who won the most, and like if we get 50, mm-hmm. we got like actually celebrate or something. I don't know.
If one of our listeners can tell us who is in the lead and how many points each of us has, we will give you a shout out.
Yeah,
we'll give you a point.
We'll have one point.
Should we include the?
You guys can keep track. They should keep track of their points too.
Oh,
and we'll do something.
Send it to us, yeah.
About that,
yeah, we'll do something. Yeah. We don't know. We'll
do something. We shouldn't make promises.
that we can see. Okay. Yeah. But I would love to interact with our audience somehow. Like, because we get messages and that would be really nice. Yeah.
Makes it interactive.
Yeah.
So let's get into the meat of the discussion, which will begin with discussion Ooh. Questions. Mm-hmm. Yes, I knew. Mm-hmm. But we'll still have fun even if we're not doing trivia.
Oh, yeah.
The first question I would like to ask you after I hide this little tab here is, what are your experiences with Korean musicals and what have you noticed about the performances? Go.
A very short information and experience, so I'll go first. Because I leave the stage for Judy afterwards, because I've only literally seen two, one of which was Judy's. So I've seen Death Note with Judy, and then I saw Judy's performance in Les Miserables. So I saw Death Note and Les Miserables,
which was not a professional performance.
It was still very good.
So there are differences.
Allie's your biggest cheerleader. When I asked what we were talking about one time, and she's like, Judy was so good.
No, I literally wanted to stand up and like cheer, but that's not what you do in a musical theater. So
that's true.
I abstained as much as I could.
Abstained.
I did it very quietly. I bet you didn't hear me on stage, but yeah, so that's the only experience that I have. And other than that, back in my country, I've seen only one. And that was, I don't remember the title. It was like an original Romanian musical. It's not like one of those classics. So I don't remember. So that's the experience that I've had. But I'm going to see Phantom of the Opera next month in Busan in Korea.
Ooh.
So I'll tell you more about that after I'm back. But yeah, I really enjoy like the and I know this is a common thing that people say about Korean musicals, but it's really awesome, like the production and like the ambience and the quality of it all. It's really nice. Oh, I remember I saw a kind of musical. I saw it at like SM Town back when they were in the building in the next to COEX, and they had the like tour inside SM Town, and at the end they have like this performance.
Was it with real people?
Yeah. Oh no, it was a recording.
It was a recording. Gosh, that's no fun. Blah.
I mean, yeah, no, but it was still something.
I want EXO to come out and be like, hey Leslie, let's perform for you now.
Yay. Yeah, that would be great. That would have been great, but fortunately not.
I didn't know they did that at SM Town. I forget all these different companies are like linked.
I don't know if they have it now. Actually, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, they moved, and I don't know where they are now. But I did visit HYBE before with the group I was chaperoning. They wanted to go to HYBE. I don't know. I feel conflicted about K-pop sometimes.
We had this conversation.
I guess so. But that was an interesting experience, and I'm glad I had it as an aside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can talk about K-pop.
Yeah.
Another time.
Well, we will talk about K-pop more.
Well, they are involved in musicals. That's one of the interesting things I thought about musicals here. Though I suppose they do it here as well, like here as in the U.S. But they have musical actors, people who are specifically acting mostly in musicals more than any other performance. But they will also bring in a K-pop idol to play one of the roles. And, you know, K-pop idols are really talented most of the time. Like, they're just they train so hard. They're very talented, so they deserve the role, but also it brings in more fans. It brings in all their fans. Look, it's a cat.
Yeah, yeah, hi, cat.
And, hi, cat. he's distracting me. I thought that was interesting and a good marketing move for sure.
Talking about Broadway, actually, and the fact that I'm going to see Phantom of the Opera, you know that they ended Phantom of the Opera on Broadway.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that they ended it.
That is a little surprising.
It is. It's been 35 years. Like, I actually saw this news article and they ended the Phantom of the Opera after 35 years on Broadway, and they started doing it in Korea in Busan. So that was interesting.
Yep. They're like, we're kind of done with this scene. Let's try the one in Busan. That sounds really great.
Yeah, I'm gonna not film because you can't, but I'm gonna tell you all about it. I will see Chosunmu though, so I'm really, really excited. He's really, really good. I'm so excited to see him.
Who? Cho Sung-woo?
Chosunmu.
Cho Sung-woo?
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm still not familiar with all the famous actors.
So I've seen a few dramas and film, like movies. He's a really popular actor as well, not just a musical actor. You've probably heard of Paruore Christmas. He plays in that one lead role. And he has a drama running right now. Fan mode.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people who are like Ali and a lot more hardcore than Ali who will go
Oh,
to
yeah.
like has a bunch of shows just
Oh,
to
yeah.
support one actor. And those are expensive. Like, that's
They are.
ridiculous to
Really
me.
expensive. And I'm going to a different city,
Yeah.
so the amount of dedication.
You're dedicated, Ali, that's for sure. But there are some fans who are like quite dedicated.
Yeah, no, and not just musical, just in general, because K-pop has such hardcore fans as well. They go all over the world for their favorites concerts, right?
I mean, that culture is definitely seeping into the musical scene. I have a friend who's like that. She sees like every musical and she watches them like multiple times when they come out.
I mean, if I could, I would too. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, nowadays, I only go to the theater to watch a movie once a month. Musical is like something definitely like I need to want to invest the money,
Yeah.
especially if I want like good seats.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. We have
But
someone in our small group. She really is a fan of musicals, and I mean, she works, so she has the budget too, but she makes a plan to go to one musical every month, and I think that's really nice.
I mean, I would like to do that. Thankfully, I've seen both like professional shows and amateur performances so that I didn't have to pay for, which is nice.
That's nice, yeah.
The most recent professional performance I saw was If Then, which is a Broadway musical. And it was like a story set in New York, and they ch stayed pretty like faithful to the original, I think, which is led by Idina Menzel on the original Broadway production. And of course, like the songs are actually amazing. The music was really great. And even in Korea, like I was surprised because it was really popular, and the audience reaction was like really good, even though like the humor kind of and like the whole culture and the setting was very like American. But I think people really responded to the story and the characters as well as the music. But yeah, I've seen both like Korean original musicals that were like first written in Korean. A lot of which are like set kind of in like Korean settings. And then I guess call them the imported musicals. Like, yeah. I mean, Death Note is kind of a special case because it's based off the original Japanese work, but there's a Japanese version of the musical as well as Korean, but I think it's more popular in Korean.
The Korean also it keeps all the Japanese place names and names for people, and I find that like they could have easily changed that, but they decided not to. Korea stays very faithful to any music it imports, like Judy said. Might also be for the fans of the musical.
That's what I wanted to ask about. I was curious because I haven't seen that many performances, so I can judge. And I don't. I for many, I've not seen the originals even. So I was curious to hear if the imported ones are like at least a little bit adjusted to the audience
Like,
culturally.
yeah,
I
like
mean,
localized.
yeah. Or they are just put in Korean, like literal translation and everything.
So the translation is really hard. And even with like the shows that I've done, I'm doing now, translating the lyrics, I think, is like probably the hardest job. And a lot of it doesn't, they do kind of have to tweak some of the lyrics in order for it to make sense, but also like sound good
Because
as
it's on the music,
music.
right?
Yeah. It does lose a lot of, especially things that are based off a lot of like rhyme. That's why like kind of like rap or hip hop musicals are really hard
Oh, okay, yeah.
to be
That makes sense.
translated. Yeah. So there are some things. I think it's just kind of elements that are like really like nice in the original works that can get lost in the Korean lyric wise.
But I think one of the wonderful things about musicals is that they grow and change over time. If you listen to the original music from Phantom of the Opera, for instance, there's not a lot that can change, but they'll change words here and there, and then the new version will become more like the official one later, a few decades later. And that's something I really like about musicals. They can change over time, or they can just be interpreted differently by their actors. The costuming changes. So, like lyrics, I'm sure that like it's I think it's, you should be allowed to change because it's not supposed to be a static performance where TV shows and movies, like once you're done filming, you're done. There's no other interpretation unless someone makes a new film later. And so when you want to like keep the lyrics as faithful as possible, not lyrics, but like the dialogue as faithful as possible. But I feel like there's a difference that makes the musicals are live and they're more dynamic.
I wanted to mention the fact that there's been a wave of rearranging, not in musicals, I don't know much about musicals, but like literature. I even saw a news article lately that in my country they're trying to make them a little more politically correct for the Agatha Christie books, like not use a certain terms that are maybe racist or just bad. I guess like cultural forms and art in general can be a subject to change based on how society evolves. So musical is a part of that.
Yeah, I think I find the adaptations are usually okay, but sometimes in like more Korean, the original Korean musicals, definitely like there is, I think also especially they don't really consider it as something that's gonna be watched by foreigners. So sometimes I think there is less of attention to sensitivity when if they do ever discuss like other cultures, other countries. Also, there's some like really popular musicals that are just about like all the hardships that Korea spent under Japan. And those stories are still like very popular.
I was going to ask actually about Korea's original musicals and how they're really pushing to make more of them because the industry is growing every year. It grew like 43% from 2020 to 2022. Like it was ridiculous. But there's an industry insider who did get not give his name in the Korea Herald, but he said like, I think it'll become stagnant though if we don't make our own musicals. But the original musicals that I have seen online, because there was something called K musical, there's K everything, but something called K musical that allowed foreigners to watch with subtitles for like one day during a certain time. But they were all very nationalistic, I might say. There were some like really nationalistic kind of musicals. And I wanted to ask, like, what do you think would be a good Korean musical? Like, what would you like to see become an original musical in Korea?
I mean, they are a musical in a way already, but for me, I would really like to see a more modern version of a pansori, for example, because a pansori can go up to hours and hours, and it's a story. And I would like to see how that would like be adapted into more musical kind of style, like have a Korean way
Like
of,
a rock musical.
Like a Korean style musical. You know what I mean? Like use singers that are trained in classical Korean style, traditional, like Kugak, Pansori, like all that. I mean, I am biased because I really like that genre, but yeah.
I like the more modern stories. I'm not a huge fan of the historicals. I don't know, like the whole drama and movie industry, I feel like are covering a lot of interesting stuff, and I feel like they could take some of that into the musical.
Yeah, maybe some of the K-dramas that they're making into a musical, maybe those will be like really great. I don't
I
know.
hope so.
I hope so too.
We only already have a transmedia storytelling between webtoon and dramas and books. So we can just come with the musical and put that all together.
Keep bouncing them around.
Because it's nice. I mean, people enjoy different forms of leisure, and like you can have the same story in different forms. Like some people would like to read webtoons in the on the subway. Some people actually like to go to musicals. Some just enjoy watching dramas, and or some just read in a park, you know. So I guess just cater to a different audience or a different art form.
I will take the kind of back what I said earlier about a lot of the original musicals being very nationalistic. Those exist, but they also exist in the United States, talking about history and like our country. But in Korea does have some original musicals that are not just about like Korean history or how, the hardships they went through, but just about like everyday life. So I kind of take back what I said earlier, just throwing that out there.
Every country, I think, does that in a way. I mean, not my country, we don't really have musicals that much, but
We
other
need to get
forms
some.
of popular culture.
I would say a lot of them are very like Korean stories. Like ballet. You guys know.
I've heard of
It's kind of a
it.
smaller musical. They usually do it in small theaters, yeah. That's about like people from different regions in Korea coming to live in Seoul.
Interesting. Ballet. Ballet? Ballet like laundry?
It's called Laundry.
It sounds
And it's about like it's
illegal.
Illegal.
Well, okay, not that kind of laundry.
Like
No,
money
like
laundering,
literal
okay.
laundry. Like, you know how Koreans all hang their laundry outside?
Yeah, I know. I was just being weird.
Yes. Continue, Jamie.
Yes.
Sorry.
But there is actually another musical that's written by a Korean. Like, it's only been played in Korea, but the setting is not Korea at all. It's actually
Oh.
like about a bunch of white people, except they're not actually people. They're like AIs. It's a two-person musical, and it's about two AIs falling in love and whether
Ooh.
that's possible. Yeah.
Oh.
And they do laundry?
No, these are th no, that's diff
Different
this is a
musical.
different musical. This is called
Oh,
This is not ballet.
Why
This is
would
not the
I
laundry
missed that
musical.
AIs do laundry this way?
Because why are we making AIs to do the work we don't want to do?
Oh
I
yeah,
mean, come on.
they're like servants. They're
Isn't
like
that true? Wait,
household
I have a question.
servants. They serve a human.
I have a question. So there are two AIs, so they need a human like base to learn from, like do like how does that work? I'm really intrigued.
I don't know. It's not a very I don't think it's like a very scientific based kind of musical.
Okay.
They're just like two android helpers, a guy and a girl, and somehow they fall in love. It's called Maybe Happy Ending, but it's not actually a happy
It's like
ending.
that movie, what is that? Life After Yang?
After Yang? You mean After Yang?
After Yang, not life. Okay, After Yang, yeah. So it's kind of similar. Because he falls asleep. Falls asleep. Yeah, he falls asleep. He falls in love with that girl. Oh, spoilers. For anyone who
Like
didn't
the
watch.
music kind of has more like a cheerful tone, but like the overall, the actual story is like not super happy.
I see. Interesting, though.
But anyways, yeah,
I
that's
love
what.
interesting stories like that. I will go out to see more eventually.
Yay!
Too.
There's nowhere like that here. So
Oh, I want to see
there's
musicals too.
Leslie. The woes of Leslie are not real woes, but she speaks about them as if they are. All right. So moving on to another question. Taking us to the opposite side of the globe, K-pop, a new musical, debuted on
Dun
Broadway in
dun
2022, last year.
dun. What?
Oh my
Though the
God.
musical had a short run, many.
Allie's making faces.
Allie, don't make faces when I'm trying to be serious.
You know that Korean old song? I forgot about it. Like, na 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 na.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Though the musical had a short run, many individuals heralded heralded the show as a proud tribute to Asian culture. The musical's plot follows the trying lives of K-pop artists and features former idols such as Luna from FX. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about relating the K-pop phenomenon as a musical? Do you think such a musical would succeed in Korea? Now you may be silly, Allie.
No, I'm just stretching my... Oh, okay, I may be... Okay. I don't know, I'm so hyperactive today. I think I had some chocolate just now, so I guess it's the chocolate.
Oh, it's probably
true. It is almost 11 p.m. where you are. Yes. You should not be hyperactive.
Well, that's the thing, because I am mostly at night. What was I going to say?
With K-pop, musical, Korea.
Well, I don't know. I find it very interesting. Like, and it's nice that they're, like, making a tribute to this genre. I mean, there's a lot of tributes around the world for different other genres that, like, when you're doing mm-hmm. something that is not traditional to your community, you're basically paying a tribute to another genre, right? So... but I don't know if that would work like in Korea, because if it is like produced to promote and make a tribute for K-pop, like why would you do that here?
I don't think it would be as necessary.
Yeah, like K-pop is here.
It's oversaturated with K-pop, unless it was a very specific story, like about kind of like the industry, I guess. But
I mean, if it's done in a way that it blends the genres together, then I get it. But not if it's about K-pop. That there's a lot of stories about K-pop.
Yeah, I think they would probably, Korea would more want to bring in a drama that's already been done about K-pop. Or they would want to write it from their own perspective, because this one is surely Korean, but Korean American, and there's some differences between both groups. So I thought it would be really interesting to see the K-pop musical, because I'm interested in what they would like to relate about the industry, and their relation to the industry. But that relationship is different from, like, you know, the Peninsula's relationship to K-pop, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So a tour of repeating what you said. I think people would be interested in it if it came to Korea, was translated into Korean fully. But I don't know how well it would do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, for a while as a sensation, but I don't know if long term, but I don't know.
I don't know if the musical style would do very well, just because the people in Korea who are very like mega fans of musicals are generally not like musically mega fans of that K-pop style. Very different, especially the kind of like classical musical that people here like really love. Like the kind of culture around musicals in Korea, like, is that there's a lot of like German musicals that are produced in Korean, and they like stories that are like very intense and music that's like very intense and kind of grandiose, and a lot of classical sounds too. And if that's what kind of the general audience and what people think are like good musicals in Korea, then I don't know if they would want to listen to a K-pop style of a musical necessarily.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Maybe that's also why I'm really fascinated by musicals in Korea that seem very Western, yet they are not either popular in the Western world, or they're not even in...
Yeah,
like they're not even in English, such as like The Man Who Laughs. Mm-hmm. I think that's one. Mozart, like they have a lot of these like very Western sounding musicals about the Western world, but they're not performed over here. Death Note is also created by, I forget his name, but I'm pretty sure he's American, the person who wrote it and wrote the music, but he wrote it for Japanese and Korean, I think in Taiwanese. Mm-hmm. Producers, like they performed it for the producers in English, and then it immediately went into Japanese and then Korean, and it was never performed in English. So it's just like interesting. I love how it's all interconnected though. This musical industry, like bringing what you want, even if it is from, like, to suit the Korean audience, going overseas for stories, and even songwriters to suit the Korean audience, like that's really interesting. And look at the sunlight coming in.
Oh, beautiful.
On my video right now.
Oh, beautiful. Let's take a picture.
Beauty.
Wait.
Beauty.
Okay.
We interrupt this program to have Leslie talk well of herself. Okay.
Can I post this?
Only for cute.
Yeah. I'm gonna, it's very cute.
All right. Can I move on, or do we have more thoughts about this topic?
I can move on.
All right. So many popular musicals in Korea are set in specific times and places outside Korea, like we were just kind of speaking about. However, Korean actors adopt each role, and in doing so, they immerse themselves in the stories of different nations and ethnic groups. I personally, Leslie, find this a really wonderful opportunity for individuals, the actors, to practice empathy as they research their roles and emulate the emotions of people who are different from themselves. So I think like that's really a wonderful experience for them to try to take on these different roles. But do you think, or do you see it the same way, or what do you think about a performance as a way of understanding, quote, the other?
It is.
Yeah.
I agree. It is.
Yeah.
It is a way of understanding a different perspective. However, now that I'm disagreeing with the fact that Koreans are taking these roles, I actually don't mind. I don't have an opinion on that. But I do think about like globally, like if this was a different country and people were taking like white people were taking or other race would be well taking the roles of other race, it would be an issue.
It is different
Yeah.
for sure. I've also thought that where the US is certainly has a different approach these days. And I don't really have an opinion so much on that. I think, yeah, we should have more representation. And I shouldn't say too much on it because that's it's hard for me, coming from like a background that's not really in the cities. I don't speak to people from different ethnicities much, so it's harder for me to speak about that. But when I think about Koreans performing like Fiddler on the Roof, something that's really ethnically specific, I actually think like, wow, what a wonderful way for them. Hopefully, like it could go wrong, but like to practice being in someone else's shoes in a really deep way, because performing is like this very what, like soul-wrenching kind of thing, like trying to be a certain character. So I think like that could be a really great
Yeah, I agree.
opportunity for one ethnic group to understand another. So I think about it that way.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's true.
I have thought there are some musicals that are kind of hard to adjust or to like reinterpret that aspect because like it's so integral to the story. I mean, like Hairspray, part of the main conflict in Hairspray is the racial division, and if the characters aren't specifically black and white, the whole story would have to be readjusted. So kind of, I don't know, I've never seen a Korean version of Hairspray, so I don't know how
Maybe
they
that was
treat
why.
that. Well, they do re West
mm-hmm.
Side Story though,
They do.
and all of
Oh,
the
that's right.
actors, it's all about ethnic conflict. That's what it's about. And it's all Korean actors who are playing both Puerto Ricans and the Caucasian group. And I would like to see it. I don't think they would change anything. But I wonder, I think they use different colors to show the different groups
They
since they
do.
can't do it ethnically. Yeah. So have you seen it, Judy?
I have not seen the Korean West Side Story. I don't know if they would even like address it very specifically, except like what's in the script, because it is mentioned in the script.
So is it like with Korean musicals, is the story what people go for? And they're like, wow, that was such a meaningful story, because it is difficult to relate the like depth of that conflict when you can't really bring it in ethnically. So I guess people are excited about the music or the costuming or like feeling like they're in a different a story that's far away from their own lives. Like why would a What would people be interested in this sort of imported musical?
I would say it's that music is big, definitely. And the other part I would say is kind of like emotional catharsis. It had a big emotional scenes, or like stories or like characters that have like very kind of, I guess, intense episodes or like dramas or personal growth. I think that appeals, and then it's always like played through the music, right? And the music kind of tugs at those emotions. I think that's what a lot of people, those are the kinds of stories that they really enjoy. But then on the other hand, there's like just super funny ones and like lighthearted stories. But kind of like the same with Korean dramas, you know, like even the super funny lighthearted K dramas, by the end, they always, there's always like a episode where you cry, right? It's very like up and down emotionally.
I think they're all on emotional roller coaster, and that's that's what sells, I guess. It's like how it makes you feel. Mm-hmm. I wanted to agree with Judy about that, like music and like the production overall plays a huge role in how people like choose to go to see a musical. I mean, Europe is more conventional when it comes to like going to the opera or musical or, you know, that stuff like that. And when I used to go to see opera or ballet, for that kind of representation, you have to know the story because it's not really explicit all the time, especially if it's in a different language. So with musicals, I don't know how many people would go and research the story to understand what they're being representing. Because sometimes, it's a huge hall when you go to a musical. And it's all about the music and how it sounds. And most of the time, you don't understand everything. And you don't have subtitles. And as you said, there are cultural cues that you might not understand. They're adapted to Korean. So you have to, do your homework when you go to a musical, I believe. Like, that's what I will do before going to Phantom of the Opera, right? I will watch it again. Or So it helps. Yeah. But I'm not sure how many people do that.
Well, you can still feel something true even if you don't do your homework. That's something about music where you're like, oh, you still get something out of it even if you don't research after you see it as well. But I think it can really inspire somebody to be like, well, what is this, what was actually happening in West Side Story, like who are these two groups that were there portraying, and they might feel inspired to understand more. But I think people can still have a true experience, even if they don't do their research and it's not perfectly portrayed. But there's nothing that's perfectly portrayed in this world. Mm-hmm. But they can be inspired and you can see like, oh, there's some really different stories going on in the world. Right. Let me look more into this.
I guess it's my personality. I have to know before to understand.
Yeah. I don't like to burden I want to know more about things, and I try to challenge myself to try to learn something, even if I don't really feel super inspired or interested to learn about it. Like, you know, I really need to watch a movie that's not from Korea or the US. I need to watch something from Kenya. And so like Peter has my brother who went to Kenya and he studies Kenya. He's been telling me like, here, watch these things that are on Netflix. I'm like, I really should, even if I'm not as interested in this culture, I think it would be good for me to understand more about the stories that they are telling there, and not like stories that we come in and tell about them, if that makes sense. Like there's a difference. So like people should challenge themselves, but I don't think it has to be constant challenge. And you run into things every day that you're like, I don't know the depth of why this is the way it is or what this person's trying to say. And you just can't know everything. That's okay. There's still meaning there.
We will never get to know everything.
It's okay.
Yeah. But we're still trying.
Yeah, we still like
it. Aww. I mean, speaking as a very, very curious person, I was having a conversation with my mom, and she was really. She was telling me that ever since I was little, I'm like, what is that? What does that mean? What language do these people speak? Why do they speak a different language? What is it? How do I speak it? I was so curious ever since I was little. Like, no wonder I'm doing a PhD. So I have to also reconcile with myself that I can't know everything and I don't know everything, and like push down my ego, because sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, I know that, and then I'm like, no, you don't.
I think it's even harder though if you have a PhD, people will assume that you're just really smart And you can start to get away with saying things when you don't really know because people won't question you as much. And so I think, Allie, you're going to have to be careful. Keep yourself in check. Don't fool people. Just to save face. But
I probably
I don't think you're that
won't.
kind of person. But I'm just like,
I'm not.
I think if people get power and position, it's kind of difficult for them to rein themselves in after that.
I still feel like I know nothing. Like, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm not afraid for you.
I'm not afraid for you either. But here we are. Each of us on our own are like, yeah, I know nothing. And then we're still hyping each other up. Yeah, that's great.
Like, I think you're great, but I suck. No, Leslie, you're great, but I
Yeah,
suck.
exactly.
Well, we don't say that we suck,
And then Judy
but
is,
just
you're both
imply it.
great. Judy, you're supposed to say, you're both great, and I am the greatest. No, I'm kidding.
You're both great. I think we're all pretty great.
Yeah.
You're right. I will. I'm not doubting myself today. I refuse to.
No doubt. No
I
self-doubt.
am
I
great
have
today.
56 minutes not to doubt myself today.
I do have a closing question for us.
Yes.
Oh, closing
Since
question.
we have reached our hour mark, as a closing question, I wanted to ask about your favorite musical performances. It doesn't have to be an entire show, it could just be a song or a section. And they can be either from Korea or anywhere else in the world, even
Is it
online.
live musical or?
I guess live, I mean, it was live at one point, but recorded and seen later.
Okay, I see.
It's
Because
good.
then you have like movies that are musicals, right? So that's why I'm asking.
Right. I'll start. When I saw Death Note recently, I've seen many
Oof.
musicals because my family is a musical family. But when I saw Death Note, because it was recent, I remember thinking like, this is such a meaningful story, and it's so told in such a meaningful way. Like the music is so wonderful. And I feel sad that there's no English version, so I can't tell people around me to watch it. I'm like, you can
Oh.
listen to this on YouTube sometimes, but it's just in Korean or Japanese. There was even a Russian version at one point, but when
Sorry.
they took it down, I'm like, you just see it. But that it just felt like Death Note is a really meaningful story,
Yes.
and it sounds weird when you explain it to people because you're like, well, it's about like killing people. Like, well, I mean, it's about like power in the hands of someone who's really immature, and like you ask questions about the meaning of life, like is there meaning to our living or our dying, or is it just random? Like who chooses? Like who should have the power to choose who lives and dies? Like there's really meaningful questions inside. So I remember when I was watching that and it was told in such a meaningful way, I kept thinking like, I want to tell a meaningful story like this someday. Like I wish I could give something which has this much substance to somebody. I remember thinking that. And so that felt really meaningful to me when I was watching it. Like, oh, this is such a great story. I wish I could create something like this for somebody someday. So that's what I thought.
I agree. And it's really funny because I was listening to a podcast on Ecclesiastes today and you saying that everything like is meaningless, like who has the power? Like yeah, that was interesting. That was funny. I wanted to add that. But
It's Ecclesiastes.
yeah.
All is
Hashtag
meaningless.
Bible Project. We love Bible Project. I wanted to agree. Being the only professional musical that I have seen, I did appreciate the way that they told the story because I've seen the anime and the movie and everything. I really appreciated how they adapted the story to a musical. I really, really like. I think Judy was like, because I saw it, but Judy we saw it together. I think she was like done with me saying, "Oh my God, this is so good! Oh my God,
Oh, but it deserves
it's so good."
it.
Every 5 minutes, plus the fact that I
Oof.
really. It does. Plus we saw the version with Junsu, and I absolutely love him. It was impressive. Like I was even impressed by his performance because I'm a fan. But he was great, and the story was great, and
You were
everyone was
great, and
great,
I
and
was great,
everything was great, and we were
all
great, and
Agnes
his
was
world was great,
great.
and we're just like, oh
So you definitely show that this was a meaningful experience for you, Allie. It was so good. I know. I also went with somebody when I saw it, and I felt sorry to him. I was like, I'm so sorry that I'm reacting to everything, because we weren't, it was COVID, right? We weren't supposed to express ourselves too much, but I could not help it. I couldn't help it. Yeah, I was just like, wow, whoa. Okay, so we can wrap it up. Allie has written a beautiful outro for us, if you would like to debut the outro.
Okay, guys, that was another fruitful, mind-boggling conversation. This is it for today, but we'll hear each other next month with a new captivating episode. This was Nick's Coffee with Allie,
Leslie,
Judy.
Thank you. Bye.
That was fun.
And I'm sorry for the audiences for today, because I am so hyper and I just blubber.
No, you don't blubber. No need to be sorry.
Blubber, I don't blubber. Blubber, blubber.
Blubber, blubber. Now you're being a little. And then,
I mean, who? When am I not?